So now what we are going to do is we are going to look at how to develop the right mindset to link audiences to social media. Now, as a marketer, if any of you are marketing and playing an active role in your organization towards sales and marketing of your products and services, you need to understand how to develop the right psyche, to how to develop the right mindset in order to become more humane, in order to become more connectable to the social media audiences. So brand marketing on various channels may want to use this medium for one, two, or all three functions which were mentioned in the previous slide, which were the public relations maintenance, the sales and marketing, as we have seen, and of course end-to-end customer services. So these three particular functions can be robustly handled if we are able to develop a right kind of a mindset. Okay, so how do we do it? What are certain strategies we shall look at in the ensuing discussion? So every brand which is partaking in the social media marketing is moving on from the conventional medium to this particular contemporary medium, should be able to have some form of presence or some form of strategy which should come out in the form of a business plan. So if you have the right approach, a right plan to have your presence on the media to make it very approachable, then there is a high chance of success. Hence, tricks and hacks for various media tools are merely tactics to achieve a strategy. Now, what's happened is, since this has become the mainstream, strategies need to be a part of the company's endeavors. Now, there is a basic reason behind starting with first developing the right mindset, and then discussing the practical tools. So that is what we shall look at in the subsequent slides. So generally, the strategy for finding an audience is looking for groups of people with similar interests to keywords that make sense. Now, if you imagine, if you are developing an accounting software which is similar to Tally, now who would generally be your audience? So now the point that might come to your mind is probably people who are from the finance area. They might be independent tax consultants, they might be insurance advisors, they might be the chartered accountants, they might be people from the small and large organizations who deal with finance. So what you need to do is, if your product needs to sell through social media, you need to target the right demographics. Many times brands believe that everyone understands what their product does. Well, that is not really the case. Unless your product is made simple to understand, unless it is marketed well on the various channels, unless it gains visibility, people will not be able to view your product or understand it. So this is a very important tenet or principle when it comes to marketing on social media. So many people lose business because of the basic assumption that many people online know them, when this might not be the case. The social media is a medium where you may encounter people who are not in your industry or have never seen your product, especially if it's a new invention. So the key word over here is creating of a presence on the social media platforms. Now you need to understand which platform applies best to your product or service, which also shall be covered in the subsequent chapters. Well, through this particular schematic or this particular diagram, we are going to understand further how we develop the right mindset to link audiences to the social media marketing. Well, when it's time to get the word out, now this is what we've been discussing in the previous slide. So when it's time to get the word out, when it's time to create that specific presence, the brand must inform clearly what it's all about. So once people become aware, they also need to be educated about the advantages that they will gain if they procure your brand's services or the product, or the benefits that they would tend to get. Now in this context, the strategists, the people who analyze, the people who plan the approaches on social media, they need to ask themselves before creating the approach and the demographic specific questions which have been enlisted here. The very first is, as I mentioned, is the kind of advantages that the prospects, now prospects would be the people who would aspire to buy the products and services. So the prospects will get after using the products or services. The next important question is, what are the features of the product? Okay, so what are the certain things that the product is capable of providing? Okay, for example, how many, if it's like an internet-based solution, an ISP, how many megabytes or gigabytes of data would it provide? What would be the payment terms and several other things? The next is, how is the product an improvement over other solutions or ways of doing things? So this is called as the benefit. Now, if you are a student of marketing and you have studied conventional marketing, there's a concept there which says features, advantages, and benefits. And this particular set of questions is no different, where we have seen the advantages, the specific features, and the benefits. So the prospects are clear if all the three elements FAB is provided, they are provided to them. Okay, now in the same context, as a continuation element, we will look at what are the two broad techniques to send information. Okay, now brands either need to invest a lot of money, so a lot of money needs to be thrown in for their presence. They need to invest in the various advertisements that are available, or they need to create their own set of advertisements either through their own agency or through different agencies, or invest a substantial amount of time in, you know, personally looking at things, personally catering, making tailor-made ads by their own selves. Now, this is a topic which we shall discuss in detail in the subsequent slides. So, unfortunately, the reality of this particular media is that it takes time, much more time than creating a simple banner advertisement, for example. So, just imagine if you are going or you're aspiring to create a huge campaign on social media, it's not going to be a very simple affair. You need time, you need intent, you need a lot of money there as well. So for several, for companies with several employees, time costs money as well. So the factor that we discussed in the previous slide will come into play here. Well, social media channels simplify the process of instantly sharing. This we've discussed online. Many social media channels such as LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook, okay, these all feature the functionality called as groups. So now what we're doing is we are looking at how to develop the right kind of demographics for the target audiences. This can be done through the element of groups. So by using these channels to communicate with the prospects, the brand projects a trustworthy and a transparent image, which also shows that not only do they listen, but also they care. So if there is a group of people who is instrumental in advocating certain aspects of your product or service, then your brand is seen as much more credible there. Now, this also applies to people or smaller brands. Brands like, you know, the organizers of certain events, marriage or birthday parties, and different particular caterers. So the small brands can also benefit, or they can lose business if the reviews are positive or negative. Now we shall look at a new topic in this chapter, that is social media done the correct way by successful brands. Now this is also a topic of discussion later, but we shall in this introductory chapter shed some light on this particular concept. Now, the word brand is very important. We've mentioned this continuously, and you will find throughout the book and this particular discussion that we use more of this particular word. So let's shed some light on this particular concept. So brand is nothing but a view or a perception that people hold in their heads and minds about a product, a service, a brand, a person, or an idea. So when we call as NASA, when we say NASA, so immediately a space shuttle comes to our mind. When we look at Tata, immediately integrity, immediately a few of the cars, immediately Ratan Tata, these people come to our mind as a brand. When we think of Maggie, immediately childhood images come to our mind, where we see hot piping noodles which are ready in 2 minutes. So every brand that we are aware of invokes automatic memories of either the person who is endorsing it, like for on a funny basis, just on a light basis, we've all seen ads of MDH masale. So who comes to our mind? The old gentleman who is dressed in a Rajasthani suit, having a kingly pagdi, comes because he is the brand ambassador for several years for MDH. So I think everybody is now completely aware of what a brand is. The deliberate and skillful application of effort to create the desired perception in somebody else's mind is called as brand building. So over the years, if you've noticed, another gentleman who had done a good amount of brand building was the late Steve Jobs. So for several years, like right from 2000, I think it was 5 to 2012, just a year or two before his sad demise, he was the prime face of Apple. So what I remember clearly is the introduction of the first iPhone at the hands, the unveiling at the hands of Steve Jobs, where he actually enthralled the audience and he made the brand Apple synonymous with his own brand. I believe everybody, most of you might have also seen that particular video, the famous one. Thus, with the intensity of competition that brands face in the world of social media, it's never been important to stand out and develop a unique identity and value proposition. So this is needless to say, because today, if you see any sector, you take any sector, whether it's shoes. So if you take shoes, we've got leaders like Reebok, we've got leaders like Adidas, Puma, okay, Lotto, and enormous amount of shoes. So apparels, the same thing goes. Consumer electronics, the same thing goes. Automobiles, the same thing goes. So today, if you are not endorsing a unique sales proposition, you might in turn lose out. Okay, now that we've had a very you can say rudimentary or a basic discussion about what makes brand successful or what are the most appropriate methods, let us look at the core qualities or characteristics of successful brands. Now, the very first quality is the awareness of the audience that they cater to. So if it's LinkedIn, okay, and if it's a brand which is looking for recruitments through LinkedIn, it needs to be aware of the language, aware of the demographics, aware of the groups that they are putting there, posts or advertisements on. If it's let's say another medium like YouTube, and if you want subscribers to your channel, let's say there is a yoga practitioner, okay, so there is a yoga practitioner who's residing in Mumbai and wants to create online yoga users and subscribers to their channel, they need to focus on certain demographics. They need to put their videos in Facebook or on other groups as well. Brands providing reliability. If your brand is selling products, how reliable are they? So if you are a retailer of let's say shoes or apparels online, what is the lead time? How, if you get an order, how soon can you actually help the customers get that particular product? So how good is your reliability is also another core quality. Brand identity, providing a sense of uniqueness. So if there is a certain innovative aspect or angle to your brand, that also helps. Along with uniqueness is the motivation and leadership. It is also how you interact with your online customers, how you spread information online is also what is important. Gaining an edge by becoming a competitive online resource is also important. Okay, and the kind of passion. So nothing is complete, as we know, without passion. So if you're passionate, probably all these other elements fall into place. Now what we'll do is we have just made enlisted this and have had a very small basic discussion on each points. We will discuss in detail about each of these. We start with awareness of the audience, which is very important and probably the most basic of the factors or the core qualities. So finding the correct social media approach strategy needs brands to be aware. So this has been mentioned time and again here in this chapter. So very important is how do you become, you know, first you need to do an analysis. You need to look at who your demographics is, your target market is. Okay, if you are into cosmetics, probably ladies would be an ideal market. So if it's a ladies product or a sunscreen, it would be majorly the younger ladies. Okay, if it's a facial cream which reduces fine lines and you know, reduces the age on the face, probably a more mature set or age of ladies would be preferred. So an awareness is very important of the target market before you design a campaign or a strategy. The next is, most brands have a specific target audience they're targeting. Like I mentioned, if it's, you know, an aging related product or a cream, so it definitely would not be for teenagers. It would be for a mature set of ladies. So it should appeal to all people online and ignore the concept of a target market can be risky. So if you, you know, put it on Instagram, which is frequented by more of youngsters, it will be a waste of efforts. The next aspect is awareness, in a sense, is instrumental in creating human connection between a business and its audience. That is organic. So it should be incremental in a very natural, in a very smooth manner. Next part is brands which provide reliability. So that is what is important. So online buyers today want to deal with a social brand that is known for being reliable and provides consistent results. Now we don't have a lot of time. Okay, so when we browse online, when we go to Amazon, we quickly look at the product, and along with the product, on one part of, you know, the product, the pictures are the constantly moving reviews of people. So if you see poor reviews which are more abundant than the good ones, we quickly just move on to the next product or the next provider. People only follow products and services of the brand that provide the best quality, and apparently it is very evident through quantitative and qualitative ratings that we are able to sieve through such products and services. The next element that we have discussed in a certain basic way is providing a sense of uniqueness. Now, what is uniqueness? Uniqueness basically is those aspects of the product which are not available commonly or with the competitors. So if you look at you know, certain automobiles, certain cars, a particular brand of cars, like let's say Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, offers unique elements of aesthetics, unique elements of safety, unique elements of you know, their drivability to their particular product, which makes them unique. A key question that brands need to ask themselves in this context is, do we know what our USP or unique service you know, proposition is? What our unique product or service or selling points are within our particular framework or our particular niche area? If not, then there is a critical need to start building the strategy. So if your product falls under a very common range, then maybe your sales might be lackadaisical. They might not be as desirable as you want, because the customers don't perceive your product to have that uniqueness. So you need to do something about the logo of the product, the message, the brand ambassadors, the look and feel of the product, okay, the way that your website is created, the way that your products are marketed on the various platforms and channels. So all this encompasses a key factor, which is called as the uniqueness of your product or service. So here we continue with our discussion about the core quality of brand identity, providing a sense of uniqueness. In the previous discussion slide, as well as the discussion we've had prior, we've understood the need for a brand to have some sense of uniqueness. When it comes to pizza, the known name in pizzas today, the most popular one is Domino's Pizza. And why it is so unique and popular is because of its guarantee to deliver pizza before 30 minutes. Now, if the pizza does not arrive in 30 minutes, then you are liable to get a free pizza. Now, this sort of uniqueness has actually changed the pizza industry, and the customers have benefited by having freshly made pizza arriving before 30 minutes. An example in consumer electronics is that of Apple, which has become globally successful for its innovative products and its aesthetic appeal. So if you look at any Apple product, it is really state of the art and has very good technology along with its aesthetic appeal. The next particular element of discussion again focuses around the aspect of uniqueness. A key to projecting the uniqueness of a brand is the fact that everyone does not use the same social websites. So it's key to be present on as many different venues as possible. Now, to cut the online competition, brands need to use a diverse range of online websites, online, you can say, social media platforms. Thus, they will appear unique to their customers. The next part is motivation and leadership. So motivation and leadership is critical. It is critical in, you can say, the foreground as well as the background. For any successful campaign of any brand, people should be behind every successful brand, okay, and they should lead by inspiring others. A team of people needs to take the onus of providing the right direction in order to coordinate the efforts of employees and guide a strategic vision. So right from the onset of the plan for the need for social media to creating a market niche, as well as to marketing on several different marketing, you know, you can say platforms, there is a need for us to create that motivation and the leadership. The next part is to gain an edge by becoming competitive online. So in an online space where the market has a lot to offer, brands have to make a mark. Now, remember friends, this place is today having a lot of competition. If you go on Facebook, you will see a wide range of online retailers already present. In order to succeed in this kind of an environment, brands should constantly strive to improve and enjoy the existing online competition. So there is a need to be passionate. There's a need to be enthusiastic, and brands need to actually enjoy the competition rather than fear it. And of course, as I was just mentioning, passion. So passion is the most important force, you might say. It is a kind of a cementing element and also a driving force behind the survival and success of that particular brand. It also helps businesses persevere through inevitable failure. Now, as we know, most examples of successful businesses have had several failures in the past, but businesses that actually are perseverant through failures are the ones which actually succeed. Okay, so now having looked at the core qualities, we shall look at several of the benefits and advantages that can be leveraged through social media. Well, with a high percentage of brands from diverse sectors of the industry, we can safely say that social media provides an enormous range of benefits and services. This demonstrates a huge potential for social media marketing to increase sales, but a lack of understanding on how to achieve this can actually hamper the process of social media marketing. So the brands need to be aware of the strategies, the plans and the tools that are instrumental in creating, okay, a successful social media strategy. In this context, we have enlisted several of the important benefits which can come by through social media marketing. Now, these particular benefits, they are, you know, multifaceted. There are benefits both for the brands on social media as well as their benefits for consumers of the social media on the social media platforms. One of the most important benefits is the reduced marketing expenses. When you compare, okay, the social media platforms to a conventional platform like a newspaper or a TV ad, there are enormous differences in the prices. The next one is the improved rankings on search engines. So as we are all aware, SEO is an important term to be considered in marketing online, which is the search engine optimization element. Now, if your social media presence is very robust and strong, This in turn affects the page rankings on the various search engines, Google being the most prominent. Brand authenticity also creates the market reach, which is very important. So credibility, which is created by the word of mouth spread by online consumers, helps create this important element of brand authenticity. Capitalizing on conversion opportunities also helps in a very big way. Now, when a prospect is converted actively using social media into a consumer is morphed or transformed into a loyal customer, a lifelong customer, and that subsequently is converted into a brand advocate. This is helped by social media. The next one is enhanced customer awareness. So customer awareness is extremely important, and this awareness is brought about again by social media. The last one is better interaction through of customers and greater experiences generated, you know, subsequently. So very important element is, if you have a robust amount, a very effective amount in terms of quality and quantity of the interactions of customers, there is a natural progression or improvement in the customers' experiences. So this is a known fact. In fact, we can take several examples of this. So if customers are happy with your product or service and they give good reviews, then of course the experience amount goes up. Now we shall take a look at, or I might call it as an introductory look at, popular social media marketing platforms at a glance. Now when I say popular social media marketing, three channels immediately come to our mind. Those are Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. So what has been done in this introductory chapter is a brief mention about these particular topics, that is Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn has been mentioned. So let's look at them at a glance. One of the reasons every brand should be on social media is because it adds exposure to the company website and it attracts search engine traffic. So if you notice, brands that have their presence on these popular platforms, they get a huge number or huge amount of traffic subsequently on their landing pages or on their websites, which results in a good amount of business. In a recent study, it was found that more than 80% of micro brands, now micro brands are those local businesses or small businesses or individuals who are marketing on the internet or on social media, they are using these popular sites which I had mentioned, that is Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn, to enhance their online presence. Now the first couple of slides here we are going to dedicate to a very brief cursory discussion about the most popular in the terms of numbers across the globe and the terms of usage, that is Facebook. Now Facebook, it was basically started around about 2005, then it became quite popular around about 2010, and in terms of marketing, now we are not just talking about its social media characteristics, but in terms of marketing, it is very lucrative and viable to marketers from the context that it has a wide array of options for brands, which include groups. I'm sure you must have seen a lot of brands represent themselves as groups, as fan pages, as applications. Also, there are brands which connect with consumers by the use of Connect and the Messenger. So Facebook has several inbuilt features which help with this particular aspect. The Facebook fan pages are also very helpful in this context and are similar to groups, except they usually are named after the company. So this is what Facebook gives or provides in terms of help. Now, this is, as I said, a very basic or an introductory look at Facebook. We also have a detailed discussion revolving around Facebook so that, you know, you gain maximum benefit or advantage of this particular knowledge. One special feature of fans page, which is very important, so I'm mentioning it here, is that people who are fans can recommend the fan page to their entire list at once. Now, this is a sort of a viral kind of a spread of that particular brand's page, and hence Facebook helps in this particular context. The next site that we are mentioning, or the next platform of social media, is quite diverse from Facebook in the sense that it is a micro blogging platform called as Twitter, which we all know, which is quite famous. It's got the icon of a small bird which is sending out tweets. And it's basically a micro blogging platform. Now, what is a micro blogging platform? Micro blogging basically means you can share information, you can do broadcasts, and this is restricted to a 140 character limit. So that's hence we call it as a micro blogging platform. And it helps individuals, it helps celebrities and brands to send out short messages to their followers, the customers and prospects. So that's the reason why it has become so important today. A following of prospects is one of the best ways to find them on Twitter. Now, when we think of Twitter, a few celebrities automatically come to our mind. One amongst them is our very own Amitabh Bachchan, who has been tweeting for quite some time and has several thousands of followers. Professional digital agencies help brands to take help of Twitter. Now, Twitter has gained popularity amongst the social media marketing circles, and these agencies help brands create those specific powerful words as part of their Twitter campaigns. So thus they are helping in promoting their products and services online on Twitter. The next one that we are going to discuss here is LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is one which is again different from the earlier two mentioned. It's not a social media marketing site. It's a business version of the social media. So majorly it is not used for personal purposes or social purposes. It is used more for the professional purposes or professional aspects. So thus it is used by organizations and businesses, brands to share their business information with others in the target industry. For example, there would be professionals who would share certain professional services online, and thus LinkedIn acts as a conduit or a medium for them. Brands that are new on LinkedIn for the purposes of getting started can use the free accounts available. So LinkedIn, basically, if you've used it, like I've used LinkedIn for quite a long time now, it has got two versions that you can use. One of the versions is the free version, where you don't have to pay anything, with a limited set of availabilities. And the other one is a paid version with a full set, or you can use as per the requirement. Now, it is generally advisable, if you are new, you would rather use the free account that is available to free yourself of any risk that is associated. With the help of LinkedIn, connecting to people globally has never been easy for brands. I still remember when I joined LinkedIn, early when I started consulting, I received a lot of connections and links from companies where I got a lot of useful projects from these companies. LinkedIn is a prime example of a social network that contains lots of information about prospective new hires, customers and competitors. So it gives a plethora of professional services all under one roof. Well, now that we have seen the three popular global sites, platforms, that was LinkedIn, we have also seen Twitter, and we have seen Facebook. Prior to that, we have also looked at the advantages and benefits that social media offers. We've also taken an introductory look at the core qualities for successful brands. Okay, so what we've done now is we have completed this introductory chapter. Through this introductory chapter, we've laid the seed for more precious information that is following in the form of the other seven chapters that are an integral part of the social media marketing subject. So now that we have completed this chapter, let us look at the second one. Thank you.